Peter Berg, who recently worked with Mark Wahlberg in Lone Survivor, comes back with Deepwater Horizon, which basically sounds like Lone Survivor, except it's Deepwater Horizon. And the setting for this film is one of sort of the long history of survival at sea. We got 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, in a sense, Treasure Island, sort of the Jules Verne, Daniel Hawthorne. There's something Moby Dickish about it, but essentially it's a patriotic movie about the bonds between men. Peter Berg, of course, familiar with his previous films, and Mark Wahlberg, of course, very familiar with this as well. Broing out is sort of one of his subsets, and you can kind of wash some of the stink of the Ted movies with the talking bear with this film. It kind of gets burned up in all the flaming oil. But anyway, Deepwater Horizon is part of the great efforts done by Participant Productions. Participant Films was created by Jeff Skoll, who co-founded eBay and made a bunch of money and decided to use that money to sustain production about film subjects that cause people to think. So what we have here is the counter effort to what was essentially the Rambo movies of the 80s or the Schwarzenegger movies that created a sort of xenophobia among the audience. People like to watch explosions, exploding targets, whether it was terrorists / communists, but the other peoples who sort of suffer in the perception of the people watching the films were targeted specifically by Jeff Skoll and his choice to fund projects, which were responses to the sort of mindless bad guys that were being cast as Hollywood, to sort of be more picky about who was being cast as the villain. In this case, it's BP, responsible for the oil spill in the Louisiana Gulf, which dropped a couple hundred million barrels of oil into an ecosystem which suddenly found itself unsustained and not sustainable. And so this is a movie that the subtext is really about the effects of not having regulation, the effects of greed. But it tells that story through a heroic tale of survival and a band of brothers that work on an oil rig. And so this is a working class red state heroic tale about someone doing their job well. This is the version of Making America Great Again, but it also tells the story of the type of everyday sort of working class heroes, as Bob Dylan would say, that actually impact people's lives. And so it will resonate universally for its call to adventure, and it should be mindful producing in terms of the impact of greed and the dangers of fracking, in addition to just what's going on in the Gulf.